It's nice to have someone to call on when you need them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's nice to have someone to call upon when you need them. Well, I think that's a lovely thing, and of course, you have a flat tire and need somebody and you call them. You have a problem sometime in your life and you need someone and you call them. Call them at 2 in the morning or call them any time at all. That's pretty nice. And then there are other types of people. There are people who are so happy with life, they want to call you and tell you of the miracles that happen in their life. A friend calls and says, "Pray with me for my daughter, she's sick." And you say, "Oh my, yes, I see her whole and perfect. I see your daughter filled with energy and life and all that is good." And then, the next day, that same friend calls and says, "Thank you so much for praying for my daughter. She's whole and perfect. She's back in school. She's just feeling physical. I know your prayer meant a great deal and was the turning point of her being so wonderful right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And then another friend calls and says, "I need money. My bank account is overdrawn. What can I do?" And you say, "Well, let's speak our word and say, your bank account is now in perfect balance. All is in divine order. Your bank account is in perfect balance. All is in divine order. All is in divine order." And under their breath, your friend is saying, "I thought maybe you'd loan me some money so I could balance my account." But you say, "Your bank account is in divine order. All is beautiful." And so, 2 days later, your friend calls and says, "Guess what?" And you say, "Well, I know that everything is in divine order in your life, and your life is wonderful." "Oh, you don't know the half of it. When I talked with you on the phone, and you told me to see that my bank account was in divine order, and that all is in perfect balance and order, I went down to the bank. And I talked to the people there, and they went over my account with me. And they said, there was a mistake. My bank account was in divine order, was in balance, that somewhere a mistake was made, and it said that I was overdrawn, but I wasn't, but I was overdrawn. And when they charged my account more, then it was a double overdrawn, and they realized that it was their mistake and not mine, and they corrected it, and they apologized." And I said, "Okay, all is in divine order. Oh, it was so wonderful that you spoke your word with me, and I spoke my word, and I believed, and it was so." "Yeah, that's true." And then your neighbor called and said, "Would you treat and pray with me? I know you're good at this. And would you see that my daughter is in perfect harmony? She left home in a big huff yesterday, and I haven't seen her since. And she's only 18 years old." "18? She's old enough to be on her own." "Yes, but she's never been on her own. She's never done this." "Well, why don't you just say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I know all is in divine order. I surround you with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order." Well, then the next day, your neighbor calls. She doesn't come over, she calls. And she says, "Oh, I gotta tell you. I gotta tell you. My daughter was over at a friend's house, and the friend was having all sorts of problems. And my daughter sat there holding her hand and saying, all is in divine order. And she was so intent on this and so intense about it, she didn't realize that the day even had slipped away. And she forgot to call me." "Well, why don't you release your daughter even more now and say she is 18 years old, she's able to make her own decisions, and that I have trained her through her living with me as my daughter, and she is a fantastic woman, always responsible, always good, always beautiful. And then you never have to worry about him. But, yeah, yes, of course you're right. So she hangs up. And then 2 days later, the daughter comes over to the house. And the daughter says, you know, I want to thank you. Oh, you do? What do you want to thank me for? Well, my mom said she called you, and you told her not to worry about me, to know that I was a good kid, and that I had good values, and that I would always do the right thing. And you know, when I came home, Mom, instead of her usual worried, anxious way of talking to me, she said, sweetheart, I surrounded you with my pure white light of love, and I knew that everything was in divine order. And I said, you're right, Mom. Thank you. And then Mom told me what you had said. And I want to thank you so much for helping Mother to see me through those eyes that were always there. But she was a mommy, and she was worried about me. Well, I know that you always are doing the right thing, too. Because in my world, everyone is doing the right thing, and all is in divine order. So often, people call us to tell us their tragedies or problems, and ask for prayer, and then the tragedy or problem is miraculously resolved and no longer there, and they don't bother to call back and say, hey, guess what? Everything's in divine order. Now, it's not a matter that I need to hear them call back to say everything's in divine order. It's just that when they get in that grateful mode, in that thank you mode of saying, thank you for treating with me, thank you for praying with me, all is in divine order, then all other things flow into divine order. No matter what other circumstances you have in your life, you set a pattern, you set a direction, and that direction manifests all things in divine order. And it is so beautiful and so wonderful and so satisfying and so rewarding. But it's the use of the principle. Whatever things we think about, those are the things that we demonstrate in our life. Whatever things we worry about, those are the things we demonstrate in our life. Whatever things we are thankful for, those are the things we demonstrate in our life. It takes a definite training program to sort of make the switch from being a worried person to being a thankful person. A thankful person never has to worry about a thing, because a thankful person always knows that everything is in divine order. A thankful person always knows that things are going the way they should. A thankful person is always on top of everything and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you to the allness, to the isness, to the universe, to themselves, and to all their world. Thank you for calling and telling me that all is right in your world. Thank you for telling me that your daughter is home and that your family is healthy and that your abundance is manifest in every way. Thank you for saying that all is in divine order. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for telling me, because that's the world I live in too. And you see, as for me, when I hear these little notes of thank you, not necessarily for me, but they're just thank you that the reminder was there to put the cause in motion for happiness, right action, peace, truth, love, goodness. And when that thank you is there, oh my goodness, how well everything works out. We put that cause in motion of thank you, that cause in motion of gratefulness, that cause in motion of delight in the machinations of our world that we have put into motion. It's a wonderful day, a wonderful way, a wonderful life, and it's so great. It's so great when I remember to say thank you to the divine in me for guiding me and keeping my thoughts at all times on the highest and best for me and my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.